Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're starting the shiur in Nedarim, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing the discussion of how could an Isha be Magdish HaMaisi Yadayim. So on Pei Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara explained that the issue that the Maisi Yadayim are not Ba'olam. So you have a problem of Eina Adam Magdish Dovash Alei Ba'olam. On that we have an answer that she said, Yikachi Yodai Lo Yiseyim. She was actually Magdish the Yadayim, the actual hands that are Ba'olam. So since the Maisi Hegdish is being done on her Yadayim, and they're around, therefore there's no problem of Eina Adam Magdish Dovash Alei Ba'olam. On that the Gemara still asks, that Eina Chanami, the thing that she's being Magdish is Ba'olam, but we still have another problem, and that is that she's meshubah to her husband. And we know anything that someone is meshubah to do, you cannot make a neder to be mechul to stop that shibud. So how is neder chal on her ma'isi yadayim if she's meshubah to her husband? So on that, we have a whole list of amirayim that argue exactly which case to compare this to, benegeya field, and based on what they compare it to, some Amirayim hold it should work, some Amirayim hold it shouldn't work. We're going to deal with Rav Papa and Rav Shisha. Rav Papa said that he understands that her being Magdish or Ma'isi Yadayim is a situation similar to a Mashkin, because she owns the Guf, and Eina Chanami is Meshubit to someone else, the Guf HaYadayim are hers, but the work that comes out of the Yadayim, the Paris of her Yadayim, are meshubit to her husband. So it's very similar, Rav Papa understands, to a Mashkin. Every Mashkin, you own the Mashkin, but it's meshubit to the Malva. The Malva has rights and a schus in your chefetz. And still the halacha is, if someone says, Ha'im l'chaveirai sod d'zusha v'shkanti loch l'chishevdanim imcha tagdish, milay kacha, Rav Papa says, if you have a chefetz, that you own the guf, and the peiris, and the schusim are meshubah to someone else, you do have a power to be magdish it. Because even though it's meshubah to someone else, the fact is that it's yours, and therefore, the fact that someone has meshubah does not bother us, and you could be magdish it. On that, Rav Shisha, Breda Rav Idi asks, me dummy, there's a big difference between the isha being magdish or ma'is yadayim, and the case of Rav Papa of a mashkin, because a mashkin of your field is biyadil of daisai. Every maskin means someone lent you money, you weren't able to pay him up, you gave him a mashkin, but a mashkin in essence means that you have a right to buy back the mashkin. So we understand that if someone says sadazusha mashkanti loch luchashevdanim imchot tagdish, of course you have bailus over here to be magdish, because even though it's meshubah to someone else, it's still under your jurisdiction that whenever you want, you can be paid it. And that alone, that it's under your jurisdiction, gives you control over this chefetz. So we don't have a problem that it's meshubah to someone else, since it's under your control. But isha biyadal is garish. Mashen kein isha that's meshubah to give her ma'isi yadayim to her husband. Seina chanami the guf is hers, and it's only a shiba to her husband. But it's much worse than a case of a mashkin, because it's not under her control and jurisdiction to get to her actual ma'isi yadayim. Because the only way that she'll get the ma'isi yadayim is by having a gerushin. And he's in control of the gerushin, not her. She can't demand the gerushin. He is not in mechuyev to listen to her demands. So since it's not biyadal is garish, she's not considered in control of her ma'is yadayim, and she should not be able to be paid. Comes along the Ran, and he asks the obvious question. We know, the Gemara Ksubis says, a machloikis, if mezainis is tachas ma'is yadeha, or ma'is yadeha is tachas mezainis. And we paskin like Rav Huna that ma'is yadayim are tachas mezainis. That means the ikur takana is mezainis. She's entitled to mezainis. Tachas, the fact that she's getting mezainis from her husband, we said that the ma'is yadayim have to go from her to her husband. So Rav Huna says, since the entire takana of ma'is yadayim that she has to give to her husband is all tachas, the mezainis, which is the ikur takana, therefore she has a right to say, I don't want the whole takana. She could be meichel, her mezainis. And she could say, any mezainis, any isa. I don't want the mezainis. The whole takana is for my benefit to get mezainis, and therefore I have to give the ma'is yadayim tachas, the mezainis that I'm receiving. I don't want the whole deal. I don't want the mezonos, and I won't give you the ma'aseh yadayim. So the Ran asks, Eina chanami is not biyadaliz garish. So she has no jurisdiction over ma'aseh yadayim because she can't get the gerishin done. But she has another way to get her ma'aseh yadayim. And that is by saying, Eina zonos v'ani yaisa. So it is biyadaliz. So what's Rav Shisha's taina on her papa? So the Ran answers that there are two type of ma'aseh yadayim. There are two things, two acts that an Isha has to do to her husband. What we call ma'aseh yadayim is the tfiyah semer. The Mishnah in Ksubas gives an amount of semer of work that she has to do every week, tachas the mezainis that she's receiving. That din of sewing and doing work with the semer, tachas the mezainis, on that we say, she could say, Eini mezainis v'ani yaisa. I have to give you ma'aseh yadayim, tachas the mezainis that I'm receiving. That work I don't want to do, I don't want to give to you, and therefore I'll be meichel the entire takana. But besides that, there are a lot of things that Isha is mechayev to do besides the work of her job. There are the dinim of a household chores. She has to do afia, tchina. So all those dinim that she has to do to take care of the house, on that we never find a halacha that she could say, Eini nezainis v'ani yaisa. Because those ma'aseh yadayim have nothing to do with the din of mezainis. The Ran's understanding, there are two separate takanas that the Rabbanan said. The Rabbanan said every isha is mechayev to do seven jobs, teichanes, afiyah, v'chulu, listed in the Mishnah in Ksubis. Those seven jobs have nothing to do with mezainis. They also said that since you're receiving mezainis, tachas, the mezainis that you're receiving, you have to do a job. That's not a household chore. It's not for the husband actually making him supper. It's another din to do a job, to make money, to give him some money because he's supporting you, so you should give him money, tachas, the support that you're getting. But since the din ma'aseh yadayim, the din that you're working for him, of tchina and afiyah, has nothing to do with the mezonos that you're receiving, so you have no right to say, any mezonos v'ani yaisa. In other words, the whole machlokes, the famous machlokes, Rafuna and Reish Lakish, what's the ikker? Is the mezainis ikur, ma'aseh yadayim is tachas the mezainis, or the ma'aseh yadayim is ikur, and the mezainis is tachas the ma'aseh yadayim? That's all b'nei geya, the tfiyah semer, the job of sewing. But the din of taking care of the house is very mistaver, has nothing to do with getting mezainis. If you're married, one of the dinim, l'moshel, the husband has to do tashmish to his wife, so the wife has to cook to her husband. It's all the dinim of the marriage. Nothing to do with the schusim of mezainis and the ma'asidayim tachas of the mezainis. Therefore, the Ran says, and the Ramban and Rashba will also say this in Ksubas Daf Samach Gimel, Rav Yishenim hold, you cannot get out of the chiyuv ma'asidayim of teichenes and oifa. Therefore, the Gemara says very clear, Isha b'yadal eskarish, she has no way to get her ma'aseh yadayim. Because in our case, the point of our Gemara is, you have to do afara, or you're not going to be able to remarry her. So the Ran says, this is the issue of remarrying her. We don't really care if she does a job, she doesn't do a job, but you're not going to be able to live with someone who cannot serve you and take care of you. And on that Sheba, that she has to work for you and take care of your house, on that we say, Isha b'yadal eskarish, she has no way to get out of that Sheba. Now, Tosfos in Ksubas on the Samach Yumel actually argues, and he holds an Isha can be misalak herself from every malacha. He understands there's no two halakim to ma'aseh yadayim. Rather, there's one takana of ma'aseh yadayim a Isha has to work for her husband, which includes the seven malachas listed in the Mishnah in Ksubas and the Tzviya Semer. That's all what we call ma'aseh yadayim, and Rav Huna and Reish Lakish is machlokes. If the mezainis is tachas ma'aseh yadayim, or ma'aseh yadayim is tachas mezainis, include all these chiyuvim, and according to Rav Huna, that you could say, Eini mezainis v'ani yaisa, that I don't want the mezainis, and we should cancel the whole deal, and I won't give you ma'aseh yadayim, the halacha would be you do not have to do afiyah and these other malachas either. So according to Tosfos, Hadri Kushi L'Dukta, the Ran is asking that how are we going to have a case that it's a problem, that Rav Shisha is having a problem, that it's not biyadalus garish, l'chayr, in every case, it's biyada to say, Eini mezainis v'ani yaisa. The whole Ran's answer was that she's always mechayv to do these seven malachas, but according to Tosfos, you don't have that answer. So it's gishmak, because Tosfos and Ksubas, the Afnan Tes, asks the Ran's cash, and he gives a different teretz. He says that this Gemara of Shisha obviously holds a Reish Lakish, that holds that the ikur is a ma'aseh yadayim,
And the mezayin is atachas ma'is yadayim, so the husband could say, "See ma'is yadachem zaynasachem," but she cannot say any zayin is any aysam, because the ikar takana is the rabbanim wanted that her ma'is yadayim should go to the husband. Tachas that you're giving the ma'is yadayim to your husband, they said, okay, you'll also receive mezaynus. So he has a right to say, "I'm meichel the whole deal. I will give you. I let you." Use your ma'is yadayim for your mezaynus. But the isha has no right to say any mezaynus v'ani aysa, because the din ma'is yadayim is the ikar. So it comes out, beautiful, Taisus l'shitasai, Taisus cannot answer like the Ran, that you can never get out of the chiyav afiyah, because Taisus tells you could get out of the chiyav afiyah. That's all included in the din of any mezaynus v'ani aysa, that I won't do anything at all. Therefore, he has to answer that Rav Shisha is going to like a hilchasa. Rav Shisha personally holds like Rish Lakish, the Ran that holds that you can't get out of the din afiyah, he's able to say that Rav Shisha could shtim with Rav Huna, and we're going according to Rav Huna, and still it's not biyada. Now, returning to our Ran, the Ran had said that Rav Shisha's point is it's not biyada because you have no way to get out of the chiyav afiyah and tchina, but it is biyada to get out of the ma'is yadayim. So we have to figure out what would happen, according to Rav Shisha, if an isha is magdish or ma'is yadayim, because ein hachanami, it's not biyada to get out of the din afiyah, so that can't be chal. But what's going to stop her regular ma'is yadayim from being chal? If we're going like the Ran, it is biyada. We're going according to Rav Huna that she could say any nizaynis v'any yaisa, so she has an ability to get these ma'is yadayim, the actual work, the tviya semer, she could get. So that is under her control. So that is considered biyada. So why don't we say that if an isha is magdish ma'is yadayim, ena chanami, it's not chal, legabe, the din tchina nafiyo, but why shouldn't it be chal, and maybe it is chal, legabe, her tviya semer? So the shita and ksubistaf and tesla mabeis brings from the ritva that says, since this nether is not going to work, legabe, the malachas that are not biyada, like tchina and afiyah, therefore also not work, legabe, the ma'is yadayim. The exact lashon of the ritva is important, as we'll see soon. His lashon is, eina yechayla liftais yodeha mishibuda shalbal, sheheim mishubadis loy l'sham malachas. He holds like the Ran that the mishubad l'sham malachas, there's no way to get out of the din afiyah and tchina, v'kimen shemishubadis kulon l'bal, l'sham malachas, afil ma'is yadayim, ein lo koyach l'agdishon. So even the part that's under her jurisdiction, it is biyada, still ain't like kerech lakdishon. Sherei ikron shobal, since the main avodas are the baals, therefore she cannot be magdish the chelik that's hers also. So kipshutai, he's saying, an inyan of neder shabal amiksas about lakula. She made a hegdish, she made a neder on all her yadayim, and some of them can't work, because some of the ma'is yadayim is not under her control to be magdish. Therefore, the other part of the hegdish, which is under her control, also won't work. So this is actually a big shaila, because all we find about the halacha of neder shabat l'miksasei bat l'kula is when you make a neder that includes two things, and there's a hatara, or maybe a hafara, on part of it. So then we say, oh, you had a full nether, and now the nether got ruined after it was chal. You had a nether with two parts, and now one of them is ruined, we'll say that the nether totally falls away, because nether shabbat l'miksas shabbat l'kula. But if meikara, you only made a nether that works halfway, you'll never have a raya, l'chayra, that the nether's batal. Because maybe meikara, only half the nether was chal. That's not nether shabbat l'miksas shabbat l'kula, it was never really batal. You tried to make a neder on two things and only one of them worked. That's not neder shabbat l'miksas shabbat l'kula. Only when it works and it's batal. It got ruined. It got nullified. So we say, oh, you had a neder that got ruined. So you had a full neder and now we don't have intact the neder that was chal yesterday. So it's either all or nothing. If you don't have the full neder, you have nothing. So the Shara Melech clears the shayla. In Hilchos Nedarim, Perikid Beis, Halacha Yud, he's talking about a case when you were magdish two behemoths. And it was a mistake. One of the behemoths you were magdish was a baal mum. You didn't realize. You made a mistake. So it was a hegdish betais on one of the behemoths. So do we say that the other behemoth, which is a tamim, So it's not a balmum. So there's no toys over there. So that neder, that hegdish should be chal. Or we'll say, since you magdish two of them, and one of them is a mistake, so neder shabalam exalts a balakula. And he brings a rai from our ritva. Since the ritva that we set over from the shita, and Ksuba says that when you make a neder to be magdish, you might see a dying. And you can't be mechel this neder on the chelik that's not biyoda. So even the chelik that's biyoda, we say is not chal. Obviously, you're saying a neder. Even in the original chalois, even before it was chal, and you come to mevatlet, in the etzem asiyas and neder, if only part of it works, we say all or nothing, and then the shabalam exas abal kula. However, the shamelach is myrech, he brings down that the truvas eritva himself, it's a steven ritva, because the ritva himself writes in the truvas, that Allah is, we will not say Nedesh HaBalam Iksas HaBalakula in such a situation. We only going to say Nedesh HaBalam Iksas HaBalakula when you had a full Chalois Neder, totally Chal on two things, and you were Vatal afterwards with a Hatara. But if it was originally only Chal halfway, you do not have this, you say it. So he has a steer in the Ritva. Comes along the stipler, Kilos Yaakov, Nedarim Simon Yates, and he says that the Lashon HaRitva is not mashma, that he means as neder shabala miksas shabala kula. Like we mentioned earlier, the Lashon of the Ritva was kivan shemeshu bedes kulan lebal l'sham alachos, so afilu l'mais yedayim ein lo koyach lagdisham, she can't be magdish even the chelik that is under her jurisdiction that she has biyada on shehari ikran shabal. He sounds like he's saying the reason you can't be magdish it is Shari Ikran Shalbal. Doesn't sound like he's saying, since that part doesn't work, this part doesn't work. Rather, the disciple explains, what he's saying is, her Yadayim, Bechlolius, are under the husband's jurisdiction. If she says, Eini Nizainis Veni Yaisa, you don't give me Nizainis, I'm going to work. Fine, so it's Chal. She has the power right now to work her Tfiyah Semer and keep that money. The problem is, every time she sits down to do her Tfiyah Semer, he could say, I want to eat supper right now. Zadinafia, Tchina, all those seven malachas that she's meshubat him, according to the Ritva and the Ran, she can't get out of that. So her hands are be'ikron shalbal. So you don't even have biyada on her chelik. The issue of the Ritva was, Einachanami, legabe the seven malachas, she's meshubat to the Baal, but let the neder be chal on what's under her jurisdiction, because she has biyada to keep her ma'is yadayim. On that, the Ritva says, since she's meshubat lebal l'sham malachos, so even for her ma'is yadayim ain't l'koyach like deitchin shari ikran shabal. Her yadayim are something that are not under her jurisdiction, even for her ma'is yadayim, because since she's meshubat to do whatever he wants, so she never has control even for the things that are technically halachically under her jurisdiction. Because she could say, "I'm meichel mezainis and I want to have the ma'is yadayim," still she doesn't have control. She doesn't have a control on her yadayim. Shari ikran shabal. Because the ikar halacha is that he could take her yadayim and use them for whatever he wants at any second. So since it's the ikar and shabal, that's why she can't make a neder on her ma'is yadayim of tfiyah semer. So the disciple is saying a beautiful teretz of Shai Malos Kasha. Avada l'shitas haritva is like in tshuvas that you do not say the rule of batlam exas abal l'kula if the neder is only chal in half. You only say balabasas balakula when the nether originally was chal on two things and you mavato one of them, then we say nether shabalamiksasa balakula. The ritva in Ksubas never meant to say balamiksasa balakula. All he meant to say is that if you meshubit to the bal for the sham alachais, so you don't have enough bailas and jurisdiction over your yad, even for the ma'isi daim, that's why the nether will not be chal. Now the Gemara continues. So Rav Shisha had said you cannot compare a Isha being Magdish or Ma'is Yadayim to a case of a Mashkin because over here you don't have a Yodah. So Rav Shisha continues, Halay Damyo, Eloim Lechaveroi, Sada Zusha Mashkanti Loch Lesser Shonim, Lechashevtanim Imcha, Tagdish Milay Kodsha. What's the halacha of Shisha says in a case when you make a Mashkin for 10 years? So right now it's not Yodah Leftaisa, still the halacha is that the Hegdish is Chal. So you see that if you own something and it's been shubat to someone else and it's not biyada, so you still have halacha that you have enough bailas to be meichel a hegdish. So here too, even though it's not biyada, the hegdish will work. Maskel Rav Ashi midami hasam kitz isha miyis lakitzutza. Rabban explains, what Rav Ashi means to ask is, at least by a field, you know that one day, with a set time, it will be biyadai. Aisha is never biyadai. She can never get a gerushin over here. Right, today you can't do opinion, but you know that in 10 years you could do opinion, so it's called biyadai. What's the bir machlokes? So the Achronim explain, Rabbi Chanan, Iksubis, Kusali Dalet, and others, they say, it's a very simple machlokes. We have this yisoid many times in Shas. If mechusas man is kemechusar ma'is or not. Over here, it's not biyadai for you to do anything now, but all you're missing to be able to be part of this field by a mashkin of 10 years is time. You have to wait 10 years. You made this mashkin. You said, if I don't pay up by a certain day, you'll have rights to this mashkin for 10 years, and then I'm going to be part of it. So you have rights to this mashkin in 10 years, and you know that you have rights to this mashkin in 10 years. So since the only thing you're missing is man, so that's called biyadai. You have jurisdiction over this field because it's biyadai for you to redeem it. All you're missing is time, and time is not kemechusa ma'isa. It's not considered an act that you're still missing that you still have to do. So technically, it is under your jurisdiction. You have the ability to be paid it without a step needed because man is not a ma'isa. So what if Shisha holds? Rav Chanan says, if Shisha holds that mechusa man is kemechusa ma'isa. So you still have to do an act for it to be biyadai. So right now it's not biyadai. Time is considered a necessary act. So it's not biyadai if the only way for you to do it is to do something that you didn't do, that you can't do, because you can't make the mice of time be here now. So if Shisha holds mechuser zman is mechuser ma'isa, therefore it's not biyadai. And still the halacha is by sadeh zusha mishkanti loch lezer shanim milay kacha. So you see, you don't need biyadai. And Rav Ashi holds that mechusas man is not kemechusas ma'isa, so it is called biyadai. So maybe the only reason that it's kaddish is because you have biyadai. But over here, Isha is not biyadai l'skarish. Therefore, the hegdish would not be chal. Now the Mishnah Lamelech, in Hilchos Isha's Perek Dal of Chazayin, has a famous shaila. He wants to know if a katan that makes kedushin to a gedoyla la'acher sheyagdil, he right now a katan, and there's a big chiddush in the sugi of katan. The Mishnah Melech holds that a katan has enough das to do a maisa for when he becomes a gadol. So would that be a problem of davar shalevel elam? Right now he's a katan. He cannot make a kedushin, but he does have the power and das to make a maisa that will work when he becomes a gadol. The problem is it's a davar shalevel elam. Just like you can't make kedushin to someone la'achashes gairi, la'achashes gairich, because something has to happen and that thing didn't happen yet, so it's davar shalevel elam. So maybe becoming a gadol is davar shalevel elam. So the Mishnah Melech is ma'irich, and at the end he says it's really a gemara. You see from our gemara, Rav Ashi is saying that it's considered biyada because in 10 years. You'll have the ability to be paida. So you see that mechusas man is not kemechusas ma'isa. Therefore, in the case of a katan, the kedushin would be chal, would not be a problem of davar shaloi b'lo olam. Rav Chanan is actually pointing out that that's actually a machlokes amirayim. Rav Shisha and Rav Ashi are arguing about it. The Mishnah Melech is being paisa for Rav Ashi. Rav Chanan is just pointing out that that was actually the point of contention, and Rav Shisha argued on that point. The Gemara continues, El Amar of Ashi, the final answer is, Shani Kainamais, the Chikdushas Aguvdami, Uchidarava, the Amar Rava, Hegdish, Chametz, Veshichur, Mafki, and Midei Shibud. The Gemara's final answer, how could a Isha be Magdish, Amais, Yadayim, Ait, Meshubit, her husband? The answer is, Kainamais have the power, they're on the level of Chikdushas Aguv, and therefore the Mafki, the Shibud, and therefore even though her Mais Yadayim are Meshubit to her husband, Kainamais overpower that, and the Nether and Hegdish are Chal. Now, Kepshutai, the Gemara had two separate issues. One issue was that it's a Dovah Shalei B'Loilam. The Ma'is Yadayim are not here. She didn't actually earn the money yet. On that, we have an answer, Yikachu Yadayim Lo Yisehem. As the Gemara earlier on Peheim Abayz. On that, we still had a Kasha that is Meshubin. So Rav Ashi is coming to take care of the problem of being Meshubin. On that he says, Kainamas are Kedush Akuf, and therefore they override the Mafkiya, the Shibud. And this is how the Ran and Ksubis, the Aftantes, the Mefarish by us, they both say that we're talking about Yikachi Yodei Lo Yiseyem, but don't worry about the problem of Shibud, because Kainamas are Mafkiya, the Shibud. However, the Rambam, Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud, says a paralytic thing. The Rambam says, Lamaskana, halacha lamaisa, a isha can be magdish her yadayim, and the husband should be mefer. Bain sha'amra kainim yaday la isayim. Bain sha'asra mais yadayim. Stam. So we see from the Rambam that even though the Gemara said, yikachu yaday la isayim, to answer the problem with Dov Shalei Belaylam, but he holds a lamaskana, we don't need it anymore. So the Rani Ksubas asks, how do you know? All Rav Ashi did is answer the kasha we had after we answered the kasha Yadei Lo Yisayim. We still had a kasha that she's Meshubid. On that we answered Kainama is Amafkiya Shibud. But how do we get around the problem with Dovah Shalei B'Lailam without saying kasha Yadei Lo Yisayim? This is the Ran's kasha on the Rambam. Comes along the Kesa Mishnah over there, Hilchos Nedarim, Perikid Beis, Halacha Yud. And he says a tremendous chiddush. He says the Rambam learned our Gemara that once Rav Ashi brings us this chiddush that kainamas are on the level of kedushas haguf and they could be mafkia shibud, so we have a right. The Rambam held to learn out from Rav Ashi that if they could be mafkia shibud, they could also be chal on a davar shalai b'layla. The kedushas haguf has this power to knock out shibudim, so they have this power to be chal on a davar shalai b'layla. The Kesemish doesn't really give too much explanation, but the explanation can be found more in the Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin. Taisin in Kedushin of Samach Gimel and Aleph in the Ramaskul Yadayim. The sugi over there is dealing with a case of Dovah Shalei B'Lailam. Taisin says the Gemara could have answered that we're dealing with a case of Kedush Zakuf, and Kedush Zakuf is Chal on a Dovah Shalei B'Lailam, like we find in Ksubis Taflin Testament Aleph. So the Gemara in Ksubas of the Testament Aleph is our Gemara that we have in the Darim Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, same exact Gemara. So all the Achrayim ask, the Pnei Yeshua, the Gaon and others, there's no such Gemara. All we have in our Gemara is Rav Ashi says that Kainama is a Mafkia Shibud. But where do you ever find that Kainama is like Kedush Zaguf and therefore the Chal and Dovah Shalei B'Lailam? So the Pnei Yeshua says, similar to what the Kesem Mishnah said for the Rambam, Taisus learned in our Gemara that if Kainama is a Chal on Dabar, to be Mafkiya Shibud, so too they can be Chal on Dabar Shalai B'Lailam. So the Pnei Yeshua is Moisef, a little beer, and he says that if Hegdish can be Chal on a something that's Meshubud to someone else, that means that it's not really Bereshusay. If it's Meshubud to someone, it's out of your jurisdiction. The other person has rights to it. And still the halacha is that the Hegdish could totally be Chal on this thing that's Meshubud to someone else. So if Hegdish can be Chal on something that's Meshubah to someone else and it's out of Yerushus, we know, like we had earlier in the Gemara compares something out of Yerushus to something not Pa'ilam. So Rava's saying is, Hegdish comes to Shichur HaMafkiyim Midei Shibud, that tells us that Kedush Lekuf has a power to be Chal on something that's out of Yerushus, so who Adin can be Chal on Dovah Shaloi Ba'ilam. Now they were earlier still had a problem, because even if he could be Chal on Dovah Shaloi Ba'ilam, but who said it can be Chal on Dov Shalom Ha'ilam al Chaveroi? So on that we're saying that Rav Ashi's Mechadish to us, that Kedush Zaguf can be Mafkiya Shibud, totally not caring about any Bershusay at all, even to the level to do it also on someone else. So we're going to learn out Kedush Zaguf can be Chal on Dov Shalom Ha'ilam even on someone else. That really is like not Nechal on the Gemara, that we have to figure it out ourselves. Rav Ashi's telling us that Hegdish does not mind, it's not mitigated by the factor that it's out of your Yerushus, so too will not be bothered by Dov Shalei B'Lailam, and all the issues that we had before, that how could you do it, Al-Khaveroi, they're not bothering the Gemara anymore now, because this is something that does not get bothered at all, that it's out of your Yerushus. Adkan Divriya Pnei Yeshua. Now it's very hard to understand the Pnei Yeshua, because Tezin Gittin, that we'll get to later on in this year, on the Afmem Mabei, says clearly that even if something's been shubut to someone else, it's still considered in Yerushus. If it wasn't in Yerushus, the Hegdish wouldn't be Chal. We'll get to that later, but the Pnei Yeshua is explaining Tais and Kedushin in Al-Kapanim that he holds that from the fact that Hegdish can be Chal, to Mafkiya Shibud, Hu Adin, he can be Chal on Davos Shalai B'Lo'ilam. Now, continuing on with this halacha that Hegdish, Chometz, and Shechur are Mafkiya Midei Shibud, so the tremendous Shaila and the Rishaynim, is this halacha that Hegdish is Mafkiya Shibud only by Kedush Zaguf or even by Kedush HaZdamim? We know there are two types of Kedushas. Sometimes the actual DNA of the Chefsa is Kaddish, like when you Magdish a Behema for a carbon, that thing
the chayfetz is a heilige chayfetz, on the level of lamashal or sefer Torah, the thing itself is holy. And then you have mamonis like bedik abayis, kedushas damim is nothing more than the value of this chayfetz is for the bedik abayis. They have nothing to do with your dollar that you're giving them, or even if you give them a cheer, they have nothing to do with the actual cheer. They sell the cheer, and they use the money to fix the bedik abayis. So all you did when you made the cheer kaddish is you said the value of the cheer should go to Hegnish. The actual chayfetz has no kedushas aguf. So the Mishnah Ramadaik, the Gemara says kinamis is a kedushas aguf, and therefore you have Rava's halach of Hegnish chametz and shechur mafkiv and deshibud. So it's pretty evident that to have this halacha to mafkiv and deshibud, you need kedushas aguf. And the Mishnah being right from the Gemara in Erechin to this halacha. Now, Taisvis and Gittin, Daf Memo and Beis and Divya Maskel Hegdish ask the obvious question. He says, Kipshuta, what's going on in this Gemara that Hegdish is Mafkiya Shibud is that the Hegdish is Chal, therefore it's Hegdish is now, so you're not able to collect your Shibud. This Chayiv that's owed to you, you're not collecting it because you're owed from Ruvain and now it became Hegdish's. So how could you go ahead and take this Hegdish? So it must be. If you're mechalak between kedushas aguf and kedushas damim, it must be that you hold that kedushas damim is not chal. If you're magdish something that's meshuv to someone else, it's not chal. So Rabbi Tam says it doesn't make any sense. The ichas shibir shusle shaloyve calls man shalegi as man. If right now that you're meshuv to someone else, it's considered b'shusle shaloyve, because even though it's meshuv to the malve, but lemaisa the loyve actually owns it. So then I feel kedushas damim namitavkimi deshibud. Rabbi Tam asks, if it's right now considered Bershusa, it's under your jurisdiction, even though it's Meshubah to someone else, so let the Kedushas Dabim be Chal and be Mafkir the Shibud. So you have to say, that's Loi Chashi Bershusa. So then, Afil Kedushas Aguf Nami Loi. The Chiyagdish is Beisai, Ksiv Ma Beisai Bershusa, Afko Bershusa. Taisvah says, Mamashach, if it's Bershusa, let everything be Chal, and if it's not Bershusa, let nothing be Chal. So why would we be Mechal, Kedushas Aguf, and Kedushas Dabim, Lagabi being Mafkir the Shibud? So Taisus answers, we're going like Rava. This is Rava talking, saying that Hegdish Chametz and Shechur Mafkiya Shibud. And Rava in Pesachim the Flamen Aleph says that Abal Chayiv Mikan Al Abo Goyva, which means it's considered Bershusa. So we're going now as Bershusa. So Taisus had asked, if it's considered Bershusa, let Kedushas Dam Bichal. On that, Taisus says, a famous teretz, there's a chilik between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim, and that is that Kedushas Haguf has no pidyon. You can't go and be paid a carbon. If it has a mum, then you lose the level of kedushas aguf, and now you can be paid the animal. But if you change your mind after you made a carbon and the animal is not a bal mum, you can't be paid that animal. So there's no way for kedushas aguf to ever go off. Only by kedushas damim that does have a parsha of pidyon, you can be paid the kedushas damim. Actually, that's the whole point of kedushas damim. You put on kedushas damim, you pay there with the money, and now you give the money to the Badik Abayas. So only over there that the Kedusha is inherently a Kedusha that has a way to be taken off, then it's Roy Lefkaya. Then we could say that the Shibud will override the Hegdish, and until now it was Hegdish, and Ayidei, him having a Shibud that overrides the Hegdish. Tosis is not exactly 100% clear how exactly the Hegdish is going off. Because Ein Hanami, you'll say that there's a halacha that pidyon could take it off, but there's no pidyon really going on. So how exactly is it going off? So the simple understanding of Taisus is, Taisus uses in his lashon an interesting lashon. He says, Kedushas damim loy olim koyach hegdish mi koyach magdish, kivin sheyesh lapidyon v'roy lefkoyah, that the koyach of the hegdish can't be stronger than the koyach of the magdish. Which means the person that's being magdish, since someone has a schus to be terefit, someone has a shibud here who could take it whenever he wants, so the magdish's bailus was not a full-fledged bailus. I own it, but I own a chayfetz that someone else has a right to be teref when this man of the shibud comes on. So when I'm giving it to Hegdish, I'm really only giving Hegdish what I have, which is a bailus of something that someone else has a schus to be teref. So since it was only chal in the Hegdish, the koyach the magdish had, which is a bailus that someone has a schus tirf on, so that's all hegdish got meikara,
And therefore, in a chanami, there's no pidyon, but when he's taking his tirfa, he's not like beating the hegdish. Rather, the whole hegdish was chalmei kara with someone having a right to take it for himself. So the chiluk between kedushas haguf and kedushas dam is by kedushas haguf, there's no way it can ever go off. Once kedushas haguf is chal, it can't go off. If it can't go off, you can't collect your shivud from it. Rather, the kedushas haguf will say there's no shivud because you can't take the shivud and knock off the kedushas haguf. So therefore, there's no shivud. Only by kedushas damim, where it's possible to knock off a kedusha, like we find by a pidyon. So even over here, that you're not making a pidyon, but it's possible for us to say that like olim koyach hegdish mikoyach magdish, you're not going to be stronger than the koyach hegdish, than the koyach of the magdish. Therefore, you will be entitled to make the tirfa because the entire hegdish was only chal until you do the tirfa, and therefore the hegdish will go off without really having a pidyon because the whole hegdish meikar was only chal with someone else having a right to collect the shibud, so the shibud will knock off the hegdish. That's completely what Tosfos is saying. The Ksais is like Maisif one ikuda, and that is a Ravas l'shitasai earlier in the Masech on the Chavtes. We have a Machlaikis. If Kedusha is Pakavichti, and Rav Paskins, the Kedusha Guf is not Pakavichti, but Kedusha Damim is Pakavichti, since he holds that Kedusha Damim is Pakavichti, that means if you say, I'm making Kedusha for 30 days, so Kedusha Guf will stay forever, because once it's Kaddish, just like you have no pidyon, you're not going to fall off Memela either. Because there's no way for something that has inherent Kedusha to become not Kaddish. Only by Kedusha's Damim, which is not inherently Kaddish, it's just like Kedusha's Damim, it's Kaddish for its value, then we say, according to Rava, that it could be Pakavichti. So, the Ksais is saying, he can only understand Taisis because since it's Pakavichti, so it could go off. If it's inherently only made Kaddish, for a specific time it goes off, so to an Avasugya will go off. And Kipshuta, he means similar to the Svar we're saying, that Le'olam Kayach Hegdish Mikayach Magdish, and the Magdish only had it with a certain liability and a certain Hagdara that someone could take it when he wants it. That's a Schus Tirfa, that's Magdir, your Bailas. So the Kayach Hegdish also has this Tanai, that someone could take it whenever he wants, and that's similar to a Hegdish for 30 days. So to over here you have a Hegdish that someone else can retire for whenever he wants. Since the Ksais only understands Taisvis with this extra point that we're going that the Kedusha is Pakavichti, this leads the Ksais to have a stira in the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and Ravid argue in Hilchos Ma'aseh Kabbonis, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Zayin, the Gavra Shaila of Kedusha's Damim is Pakavichti, this Machlekes Bar Pada and Ravan of Chavtes is Machlekes Had a Paskin. The Rambam Paskin said it is Pakavichti, the Ravid holds it's not Pakavichti. So based on the setup we said in Taisvis, it should come out that according to the Rambam, that Kedusha Dam is Pakabichti, so the din of Hegdish, being Mafkiya Shibud, would not apply by Kedusha Damim. Rather, the Shibud would knock out the Kedusha, and according to the Ravid, Allah should be that the din of Hegdish, Chametz, and Shikhar, being Mafkiya Shibud, should apply, because Kedusha Dam is not Pakabichti. Problem is, the Ksais asks, in Kuf Yud Zayin, Ais Beis, the Rambam and Ravid are both says to themselves, the Gabbai the Shaila of Kedusha's Dam is Mafkiya Shibud. The Rambam says it is Mafkiya Shibud. That just like Kedusha Guf is Mafkiya Shibud, Hu Adin Kedusha's Dam is Mafkiya Shibud. Even though we said that the Rambam and Hilchos Ma'aseh Kabbonis holds that it's Kedusha's Dam is Pakabichti, and the Ravid, who holds that Kedusha's Dam is not Pakabichti, so we said, according to that, it should come out that Kedusha's Damim should be Mafkiya Shibud. Still, the Ravid holds that Kedusha's Damim is not Mafkiya Shibud. So you have a Stira in the Rambam and a Stira in the Ravid. So to answer the Ravid that holds that Kedusha's Damim is not Pakabichti, but still, Shibud would knock out the Hegdish by Kedusha's Damim. So the Ksai says that the Ravid would learn that this, that a Shibud overrides Kedusha's Damim, is not because it's Pakabichti, rather, like the Lashon of the Rashban Gittin. The Lashon of the Rashban Gittin is that the Gevaina is the Pidyon. Since Kedusha's Damim has Pidyon, that's not up for discussion. Even though we have a Machlokes if it's Pakabichti or not, that means does it go off with nothing? Does it go off, Memela, based on the fact that it's only Magdashi for 30 days? But if you make a Pidyon, obviously Kedusha's Damim goes off. So the Rashba says, and this is what the Ksais wants to use for the Ravid, that when you make Kedushas Damim and a pidyon works, so the Gevayna is a pidyon. Just like if I give money, Tachas the Chayfetz, the money gets to Kedusha and the Chayfetz loses any Kedushas Damim that it had, so too when I do a Gevayna, that will override and knock off the Kedushas Damim. So the chilik between Kedushas Guf and Kedushas Damim is true. There's definitely a chilik. Lashon HaGemara is that Kedushas are Kedushas Guf. Something special about Kedushas Guf that knocks out Shibud, but a regular Shibud can knock out a Kedushas Damim. But the chilik is not if one is Pakeh Bechti or not Pakeh Bechti, because neither one is Pakeh Bechti. We hold that the Ravid Paskins that neither one is Pakeh Bechti. But still, Kedushas Damim will be overrode by the Shibud, because since you could do a pidyon, so every Gevayna has a pidyon. What's the difference if you give money, tachas the chayfetz, or if I collect it for the money that I'm owed? If I'm collecting for the money that I'm owed, I'm taking it out of the Rishus Hegdish into my Rishus, and therefore you lose the Kedusha. Now there's a tremendous difference between Tais and the Rashba. Tais has never said any pidyon is taking place. Tais has said a big arichus to explain a very lumdish concept, the like olim koyach hegdish mikoyach magdish. So since you could do a pidyon, therefore the shibud will override. Not that shibud is a pidyon, rather based on the metzias that it's evil. It's a technical possibility for kedusha to go off by kedushas damim. Therefore, we'll say that since the olim koyach hegdish mikoyach magdish, therefore the tirfa and the gevayna will help. The Rashba and the Ravid, according to the Ksais, are learning the gevayna is the pidyon. And the Gevayna is the pidyon that knocks out the Kedusha. So therefore, even though the Ravid holds that Kedusha Dam is not Pakeh Bechti, he's still able to hold that the Gevayna would be the pidyon. So all the Achrayim asked the obvious question. Stipler, Shimon, and Rabbi Chanan, Stipler's in Erechin, Simon Vav, Rabbi Chanan's in Kevitz Aris, Simon Nundal, his test, they ask that every pidyon, Kipshuta, means that you had something with Kedusha, and you're mechalel, and you switch over the Kedusha from the thing that has the Kedusha onto the Mamonis. So now the Mamonis has the Kedusha, and the behemoth, the Baal Mum L'mashal, becomes not Kaddish anymore. That's the parasha of Chilul. You could switch over Kedusha from one thing to another thing. However, in the case of a Shibud, there's no money here now. What happened is, someone owed you money last year, and there's a shibud on, let's say, a table, and now he's magdish the table, and you want to know if you still have a schus and a shibud in this table. Do you have a schus tier from this table? On that we say that since you're going and making a gevayna from this table, so that knocks off the kedusha. The question is, there's no money around anymore. The money was lent a year ago and was used up. All you have now is a shibud on this table. So how could you say the Kedusha goes off the table? Where's the Kedusha going? There's no money for the Kedusha to go on to. So the Achrayinim, when you mechiach a tremendous yisoid, in Dinei Chil, what does it mean when you mechalal something that has Kedusha? You take a Balmum, or you take something that has Kedusha's Damim, and you switch it with money. So Kipshuta, you're being mechalal, it's a parsha in the Torah, that you could be mechalal something, you could take off Dinim of something. Something had Kedusha, you could give something Kedusha, means you could sanctify it. And Chil is a mice of de-sanctification. You could take the Kedusha off the Chayfetz. How do you do that? By putting it on to another Chayfetz. From this Rashba, you see that that's not what you're doing. Actually, what you're doing is you're making a kinyan. You're buying this Chayfetz. You're taking this Chayfetz out of Hegdish Rishus into your Rishus. By you giving money, Tachas is Chayfetz, the Chayfetz become yours. And that's why it has no Kedusha anymore, because it's not the Mamonis of Hegdish anymore. We know Kedusha's Damim, the entire Kedusha starts with the fact that the Mamonis is the Mamonis of Hegdish. If you make it yours, so the Mamonis is not the Mamonis of Hegdish, it's actually owned by a regular person, by a Hegdit, so you lose the Kedusha. Now the money that was given to buy this Chayfetz gets the Kedusha. But you're not doing a Maisa of Chil, you're not doing a Maisa of making something not Kaddish, rather you're doing a Maisa Kenyan. If you're doing a Maisa Kinyan, so let's say you have no money for the Kedusha to go on to, we have no problem. Because what you're doing is not taking off the Kedusha and therefore goes on to the money. Rather, you're doing a Maisa Kinyan, and in Mela it ends up usually going on to the money. Because the Maisa Kinyan means, It entails you taking the chayfetz out of the Rishus of Hegdish into your private Rishus, and the money goes into the Rishus of Hegdish, so it becomes Kaddish. But let's say you could do a kinyan and take it into your Rishus without giving any money to Hegdish, so no problem. The chayfetz is going to be nicknamed to you, therefore it has no Kedusha anymore, since we said the entire Kedusha stems from the fact that it's a mammon Hegdish. If it becomes a mammon of a Hegdit, it doesn't have Kedusha, and there's no money necessary to take the Kedusha. Because there's no chil taking place. Rather, usually you give money to Hegdish, tachas the chayfetz. Over here, there's no money that you have to give to get the chayfetz from Hegdish, because you have a shiva that preempted and preceded this Hegdish, and therefore you could go and take the chayfetz, and that would be doing the job of a pidyon, taking off the Hegdish, because you're not really taking off the Hegdish, rather, every pidyon has been kind of the chayfetz, and now it's yours, and memela, there's no kedusha. So the stipler brings down that a goyin echad told him a very clear raya that this is the pshat of every chil. Because in the mekor of Rabbi Yochanan, that kesef is koina, the Gemara says, is from v'nosan ha-kesef v'kamloi, which is the parasha of being paida hegdish by giving kesef. So you're giving kesef and being paida the hegdish. Question is, if that's just a maisa chil, so all you're doing by giving the money is similar that you could be magdish something. So there's a parasha of how to be mechal something. The way to be mechal is by giving money. How in the world could you learn out the kinyan kesef from the parasha of chil? It must be, Rabbi Chanan says, a riot to what he's saying, which is really the rajba that the excises bring down to use for the rivet, and that is that gavain is a pidyon, pirish, gavain is a kinyan. Chil is a kinyan. Every chil and pidyon that you do is being kind of the chayfetz. If that's what every chil is, so it's a great makar for the kinyan kesef of Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Chanan, in Kavit Shi'urim Chelik Beisim and Chav, he brings this raya, and he says Rabbi Chaim agreed to the raya, but Lulei Dvar Rabbi Chaim, he would have said, you can get it out of the raya. You could say it like this. The Pasuk says, V'nasan ha-kesef v'kamloi. You give the money to Hegdish v'kamloi. So you could say you're doing a chil, which is kipshutai. There's a parasha in the Torah how to get kedusha over chayfetz. You put money on one side, and the kedusha from the chayfetz goes on to the money. That's a parasha of chil. No kinyan going on. But the pasuk says v'nasan ha-kesef v'kamloi, that by you giving the kesef, the chayfetz becomes yours. The question is, why does it become yours? And a chanami, you took off the kedusha, so now the kedusha is off the chayfetz and it's on the money. Why is it yours? So it must be that there's also, including in Kesef, the power to acquire a chayfetz. And this was Rabbi Yechanan's mekar, that Kesef's kaina. But not that the way to get off the Kedusha is by making a kinyan. Rather, the way to take off the Kedusha is by making chil like we thought our whole lives. All that you see from an Asana Kesef Kamlai is that besides doing chil, you're also being kind of the chayfetz. Because if not, why does it become loy? What does it have to do with you? You mechal the chayfetz, now should be hefker. So this is Rabbi Yechanan's Makar, that Kesef's Kainah, but it's not a Raya, that Chil is a Kenyan. But the stipler is bringing it as a Raya, and it's really before in the Rashba, and the Chari have to say it for the Raya, but also that the site of every pidyon is the Kenyan, and that's why we're able to say that Gavaina, even though there's no Mominus, would also produce a pidyon. Now the Gemara continues, Ihachi Lamali Shema Yigashana. If we're saying that the reason that the nether is chal is because the kainim is mafkia the shibud, therefore she has a power to ask her ma'is yadayim, so why do we need to say that you could be mefer? Shemi yugashenu, typically you can mefer right now. But you have to be mefer because of right now. Since right now the kainim has a koyach to mafkia the shibud, therefore right now her ma'is yadayim are going to be asked to her husband, so the husband should be mefer right now without the svara that maybe will come to a gerushin and therefore the nether will be chal. Mitzad right now, she has a koyach to aser her ma'is yadayim on him, therefore he should be mefer. The Gemara answers, Tani va'oid shemi yigashana. The Ran says, really, the ikur teretz of the Gemara is that there's an amua, l'shibuda debal. And the Gemara just means that, first of all, the kainim is chal, mitzad, the kainim is mafkid the shibud. I will say, amua, l'shibuda debal, so why should he be mefer? And that we say, and therefore will be chal. But the ikur point of the teretz, the Gemara over here didn't say it, but the Gemara in Ksubas speaks it out. The ikur point of the teretz is that right now,
the net is nachal, even though a kainer is mafki a shibud, because a mua l'shibud the baal. The rabbanon strengthened the shibud of a baal, and they made that she does not have a kayach to make a kainim, even though usually a kainim is mafki a shibud, but not this type of shibud. Rabbi Chanan, in Psachim Kuflamet Zayin, Teich Dvarav, he explains that one could ask that the rabbanon shouldn't have a kayach to affect the deraisa. Over here we're dealing with a nether, and we're saying that midaraisa kainim is mafki a shibud. So how could the rabbanon go and say amul shibud debal, and therefore the nether is not chal now? So Rabbi Chanan explains that with the kayach of hefker bezin hefker, so they could affect mamonis dinim. Therefore, over here they could say that the shibud is strengthened to such a degree that she's so mishubut to him that she cannot go and make a kainim to mafkir this type of shibud. A regular shibud, when you owe someone money, if you're mishubut to someone, a kainim to mafkir that shibud. A regular loan. But over here it's much stronger than a loan. Like Taisva says, the Rabbanan treated him like a lekeach. He actually bought her yadayim. He's not just a malva. He's not just owed the money. He actually has bailus here. So since we're treating him like he has bailus on these yadayim, therefore she will not be able to make a kainim to mafkir the shibud. So really, Rabbi Chanan is saying it's the regular algemein din of hefker bezin hefker, and the one have a kayach to use hefker bezin hefker to strengthen the shiba to the degree that even on the raisadika level, because hefker bezin hefkers always end up affecting midaraisa, because once the Rabbanan say it's not yours, so it's not yours. So if the Rabbanan is saying something is stronger, a stronger kinyan, that would also affect it on a deraisa level, and therefore the neder will not be chal. This is actually telling him the famous machlekes v'shainim, the Rajman, or Rabbeinu Yonah, Baba Basra, if hefker bezin hefker is just a hefker, all the Rabbanan have a kayach to do is take away something that you own, but they never have a kayach to make a kinyan. But the way Rabbi Chanan is explaining the Ran, it would only be understandable if we say that the Rabbanan have a kayach to actually give you a kinyan also. Then we could say in our sugya that they upgraded the shibud. Now the Ran asks the obvious question. If you're going to tell me that the Rabbanan strengthened the shibud to such a degree that the neder can't be chal, so then hadrikosh l'dochta. The whole Gemara's question was, mia kamidi, that if you would try to do it now, you can't do it. And you could do a lachas man, that's a problem of davar shalei b'olam. The din of davar shalei b'olam tells you that you have to have a kayach to do it now. On that, the Gemara said, kainim b'mafki shibud. On that, the Gemara asks, so let it be chal now. On that, the Gemara is answering, the amul shibud, the baal says that the kainim can't be mafki shibud. Okay, we have the kasha right back. How could she make a nether on her dayim if right now she's meshubah to the baal to a degree that her kainim can't be mafki? And don't tell me shami yigashana, because if it's not chal now, she doesn't have a kayach to do it now, it won't be chal later either. So the Gemara didn't really gain anything by saying that Hegdish Chometz and Shechar Mafkir De Shiba. So on that, the Ran answers very cryptic words. He says, Kivan de Medina Chayol, Ilav da Amur Rabban Lashibuda, so ki Amur Nami, ki Ilu Chayol Meikar Adami. The literal meaning of his words are that Medina, it should have been Chal. Since before the Amur, it would have been Chal. Since Me'ikud de Dinoi, Kainim is Mafkir Shiba, Kainim is like a Kush Zagov. So it could be mafki ashibud. The only problem is that the rabbanon made an amua rabbanon l'shibud the baal. If the whole problem is amua rabbanon l'shibud the baal, but you're going up against the kayach that she has to make it chal me'ikud adinoi, therefore we're not going to have a problem that how could you do something to be mechal it later if you can't do it now, because me'ikud adinoi, she could theoretically do it now. So Rabbi Chanan, we mentioned earlier in Pesachim Kuflam and Zayin, asks the obvious question. Who cares that theoretically she could have done it? The sugya of Davar Shalei B'Olam says, you can't make a chalais for later if you don't have the power to do it now. Does she have the power? No. So the Ran is saying she theoretically could have had the power before the Amua. So Rabbi Chanan asks, okay, great. She would have had the power before the Amua, but now we have an Amua, so she doesn't have the power. So Hadikush L'Dukhda, what's the beer in the Ran's answer? So Rabbi Chanan says, tremendous chiddush, to explain this Ran, he says, the Rabbanan don't just go around making amuras. The Rabbanan don't say, oh, you have a shiva to the Baal. We think, we hold that in Lamdas, the husband's shibud is such a great shibud, therefore we're going to treat him like a lekeach, he's more than a regular malva. Rather, they said it for a reason. they said, you're making a kainim which has a power. So it should be chal. On that we say, amua rabbanon l'shibud d'bal. That which means you only kick in the amua after she makes an edit. If she doesn't make an edit, there's no amua rabbanon l'shibud d'bal. There's no reason we should treat this more than every shibud of any halva. But now that she's making a neder, a yudei that she's making a neder, which theoretically should kick in, because kenam is mafkiya shibud, so on that we say that the new din of amur will kick in, and we'll have this din of amur which will affect her neder from being chal. So this seems to be just semantics. Who cares if the amur is before the neder is made or after the neder is made? Zokra b'chanon, if the amur is before the neder is made, then she does not have a power to make the neder. But if you understand like Rabbi Chanan is saying now, that they only made an amua al yidei the fact that she made a neder, so now we can understand the Ram beautifully. She has a koyach to make a neder, because at the time that she's making a neder, there's no amua. So she's making a neder on a simple shibud and kainamas mafkiya shibud. So she has a power to make a neder. So you can't ask a kasha miyakimidi that you can't make it now, say, so how can you make it later? On that, the answer is she could make it now. She has no problem making a neder right now because there's a situation of a regular shibud without an amua. Eina chanami, the second that she makes it, the amua will kick in. So now the neder is not chal. But when it comes to the shal of biyadai, we had the Gemara Naman Aleph, if something's biyadai, then we don't have a problem of davar shalei b'la'olam, that you don't have a power to do it now, so how can you do it later? On that we say biyadai, since you have the power to have the power, you could get yourself the power, that alone is enough for us to say that you could have made it now, therefore you could make it later. So the Gemara means to say, since kainamas mafki yashibud, ain a chanamin is an amua, so it won't be chal, but there's still a biyadai. So you don't have a problem with davar shalei b'la'olam. Because, and there's a big yisai from Mochanan, it's actually controversial, he has a machlekes rishonim in Kavis Aris. He's mayach about this. What does biyadai mean? Does biyadai need that bepoyo? I am able to reach this conclusion. I am able to come to this chalois. Bepoyo, I need to actually have this chalois. Or it means that I have the power to make the chalois. Mochanan is talking about a case of a chaylo that can't talk. He has das, he's an ish, he's a Yisrael, he has a koyach to make kinyanim, but he can't talk. If you can't talk, you end up not being able to make kinyanim. So is that called biyodai to make a kinyan? He understands that a shaita is not biyodai to make a kinyan. But a person that can't talk is biyodai, he has the power, the halachic power to make a kinyan. He has a practical problem that he can't talk. So Bukhanan says that it's not talim apoyal. And even a person that can't talk would still be called, if he has das, he would still be considered a biyodai. So here too, this isha is biyodai to make a neder. Since right now there's no amua, she's biyodai to make a neder. So if at the time that there's no amua, she makes a neder, so einach enami bepoyle won't be chal, because amua will kick in, but we'll have no problem with it being chal later on. And you can't ask me a comedian because you have biyodai. Because einach enami bepoyle is not chal, but she has the power to make it chal. And she only has the power to make it chal because the amua doesn't kick in until after she makes the neder. So that's how Rabbi Chanan explains the wording of the Ran. The Ran says, "Kivan d'medina chayil ilava amur abanal shibudei ki amur nami ki ilu chal meyakar adami." Since without the amur would be chal, so it's like it was chal right away. It wasn't chal right away. The Ran means since she has the power to make a chal right away, so we have no problem with davar shalei b'la'olam because she'd be yodai to make a chal right away.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.